Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And the great mystery this week is how much does a bespoke suit cost from a tailor? We heard from Michael and indeed Robin Johnson on Tuesday. They made the suits for President Higgins, which are getting so much attention. Not as much attention now as the outfits for Sabina Higgins, rightly so. But the question was then asked, how much does a tailor-made bespoke suit cost these days? And Sean Brennan contacted us. Sean, good afternoon. Originally from Donegal. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Joe?
And you are a bespoke tailor on Savile Row in London.
I am. I'm actually what's called an undercutter. I'm an apprentice cutter for the past 2 years now on Savile Row, which it takes approximately 5 years to become a fully fledged cutter in this trade. But yeah, I've been here now on Savile Row for 2 years.
And straight to the cut, Sean. How much does a bespoke a Savile Row suit cost?
For a fully bespoke two-piece, most shops on this side of the road on Savile Row start at around about 4,000 sterling.
Wow.
For a two-piece suit. So I mean, it seems like a hefty sort of price tag, but for the amount of work that goes into it, I think it can. I suppose if you look at it in the case that we had a gentleman last week bring a suit back that he's still wearing today, just to get some lining fixed in it that he's been wearing since 1986, I think. So I mean, you do get kind of a lifelong service out of your suit if you look after them.
But you said a fully bespoke suit. What does that mean?
I say fully bespoke in the sense that now you'll find that a lot of shops offer, they say bespoke, a lot of them on the high street will say made to measure, which is in terms, I suppose, to the untrained eye, and things people wouldn't really know the difference if you're getting measured up when you go to a shop. But the difference between bespoke and made to measure is that your pattern for made to measure will be cut from block patterns, which are a factory made pattern or a standard block, and they just adjust them. And they'll send it maybe to China. It could be made in England, and it will get just made up and fitted on you if any alterations that might need to be done. But with us and most of the other shops here on Savile Row, what we do is we cut you an individual pattern after taking your measurements, going through, choosing your cloth, and then it's quite a personal experience, really. And it'll go on for a first suit. You'll have at least maybe 3 to 4 fittings, and we'll see you over the course of maybe 3 months. Getting that done, where we'll recut it and have to recut your pattern, rip it down again, which I say rip it down, which means that we rip it down flat. So the job is only basted together with cotton, and we take it all apart again, and we'll have to keep readjusting it because we have to take into account every imperfection, I suppose, everyone has in their bodies. But
okay.
It's not a quick...
And Sean, how did you get into this trade?
I got into this trade... I studied fashion for 2 years. And I wasn't happy with the kind of throwaway culture of it and the kind of seasonal changes. So I decided to go travel for a while. And while I was away, it just kind of got mentioned to me about maybe taking an apprenticeship in tailoring. So after a year of knocking on doors and making friends, I finally got a break on Savile Row and did an internship for 6 months unpaid. Was a struggle, which nowadays, if you want to get into this trade, there's people queuing up at the door, I think, to get into trade now and to actually learn a craft. I think it's quite important. Once you learn a craft, no one can take it away from you if you keep practicing your trade.
Okay, that's it. And I thought I came across very strongly with Michael Johnson today, the whole skill of it, the whole training, the whole years and years of experience. Stay there for a sec, Sean, because we're talking bespoke. We're talking Claire Cahill is in Dublin. Claire, what did you make for the state visit to the UK?
Well, Joe, we made a coat for the dog, you know, the wolfhound.
Oh, Donald. This is the presentation that President Higgins made on Tuesday at lunchtime to the Irish Guards. A coat for their dog.
For the dog, actually, yeah. And
you didn't measure the dog, Claire.
Actually, we did. We didn't measure that dog, that particular dog, but we did measure one who was the same size. So, yeah.
And
who
knelt down and measured the dog?
Well, it wasn't me. It was one of my fellow workers who didn't mind having a peg on the nose, you know, the old story.
So,
the old dog.
And is that what you do?
Well, no, we don't. We make flags mostly. We're a flag making company.
Okay, Prospect Designs. Yeah.
Prospect Designs in Montague Street in Dublin. I'm a machinist there, and I happen to make that particular coat for the presentation. But we do quite a lot of different lines. You know, hand wavers and coffin covers, and we do pop up flags and banners and all the usual things that that are popular at the moment, shark and feather banners and teardrop banners and things like that.
And what was the spec for the coat for
Sorry?
The dog? What was the spec that you got for the coat for the dog? What was the
Well,
request?
I think what happened was we have been doing those dog coats for the defence forces and
of course,
for the,
yeah,
for the guards,
yeah.
Of course, yeah, the Guards Síochána. And the Wolfhound Club came up with the idea of presenting a present for the president to give when he goes to on his trip to Windsor, and hand it over as a gift, because seemingly it was done the opposite way to, some years ago in the 1970s, when one was presented to the opposite way around. You know, the guards
they would give us
basically.
And did you know that it was going to be broadcast on television, and the president was going to walk up to the commanding officer?
I didn't know a thing about this. No, I didn't. And I was watching the news myself on the Monday night before last, Monday mm-hmm. night, and there it was. I nearly died of shock.
Oh, what did you say?
So I was sitting in my armchair looking at the television. Oh my God, there's the coat I made.
That's your coat.
That's my coat. So it was when I was in work yesterday that the Irish Independent got in touch and said there's an article on page 4 of yesterday's Irish Independent about it, about the
coat.
Gift, the new coat, yeah. The dog got the new coat for the
and
dog.
And is that the most high profile piece you've made, generally?
I think so, because we did do a few bits, we did a flag for Sarkozy there when he visited Ireland
French
sometime back.
French president, yeah.
And we do actually a fair lot of flags for dignitaries that come to Ireland over the years, and they're just mascots, basically, you know.
Okay, say that, Claire, because that's your trade, isn't it?
That's my trade, yes.
And it's a very, very skilled trade as well. That's Claire. It's Paula Rowan. Paula, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Jim.
One of the things that struck a lot of people, I think one of the big hits, so there's many hits of this week, but one of the biggest hits is definitely the outfits, the fashion. The fashion ambassador, the designs, the material that the president's wife Sabina has been wearing, definitely a massive sensation across Ireland and indeed the UK. But you, and one thing that was remarked upon last night were her dramatic gloves, and you made them, Paula.
I am a glove designer, and actually all the gloves that Sabina has been wearing over the last few days and today are from my collection. She's taken, I think it was 18 pairs in total. And so far has worn 5 of them, which is fantastic. But
Sabina brought 18 pairs to the UK.
18 were chosen from my collection.
Fantastic,
So between Joan Bergen and Mrs. Higgins.
Joan Bergen, the well-known award-winning designer.
The costume designer. Yes. She's fantastic. Style is innate in her. Both Mrs. Higgins and Joan were in the shop last week, and they were choosing particular gloves. Now, some of them are gloves from the collection for next season, but some are available in the shop at the moment. But I think overall, Mrs. Higgins looks absolutely fantastic, and she's a great showcase for Irish design between the Louise Kennedy outfits that she's wearing, the Philip Tracy hats. Narissa Cronin has some beautiful pieces in there as well. Helen McAlinden and my gloves. But obviously gloves are quite fitting for the Queen, because you're supposed to be, if you're to shake the hand of the Queen, you're supposed to have a gloved hand.
So. Oh, are you? I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed,
yes. Okay. So, and by the way, has it made a difference? I made the point earlier, the chap's gone out of business there this week, unfortunately, and I was saying, well, hopefully the profile in the UK this week will make it. Has it made a difference for you?
Absolutely. My phone hasn't stopped ringing. My Twitter page, my Facebook page, everything's just lighting up this week, and I've had so many well wishes in as well. So as I say, I think both President Higgins and Mrs. Higgins are wonderful ambassadors to the country, and both for Irish fashion. And I think she looks absolutely wonderful, so elegant and sophisticated this week.
Are the gloves purchased or on loan?
The gloves are purchased.
Oh, purchased, okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, so I was delighted. As I say, it's very, I'm one of the smaller brands that are involved in the dressing of Mrs. Higgins, so it's absolutely fantastic. I'm delighted.
Okay, well, best of luck to you, Paula Rowan. Best of luck to you, Claire Cal. You're in Prospect
Thank
Designs.
You.
And
Thank
the company, you. Who are you working for now in Savile Row, Sean? I know your family are from Louth and Donegal, and I presume you use Donegal tweed.
Yeah, we do, actually. We do use a lot of Donegal tweed, Joe. We just made a jacket 2 weeks ago we delivered to our customer, a nice blue Donegal fleck tweed, which is a very distinctive tweed, a Donegal tweed. So, yeah, a lot of customers do like it.
And are you by royal appointment, Sean?
By royal appointment? We are by appointment, but, I mean, I suppose over the years on Savile Row, if you are interested in suit, and if you just want to look around on the shop and just chat and find out a bit more about the trade. Most of us are quite welcome on the road.
By the way, you were talking about it, it sounds like a vocation, tailoring.
It is. I suppose in the sense that it's a very hard trade to explain. There's a kind of a romanticism about it. And it is, it's 5 years long. So it's a long old haul. And you have to be passionate about it to kind of get into this sort of trade as well. I mean, people will see straight through you if you're not. It's not like design, I suppose, in the sense that if you like a quick turnaround, it's not something that we can do because of the amount of work that goes into the clothes.
Yeah, but is it fair to say that bespoke trades are going out, Sean, aren't they? I know you're not. I know Savile Row is probably the world leader, but where you are,
I suppose they are the world over. They are going out slightly in different areas, but I think it's kind of great in the sense that we can, I suppose, look to the future and in different other ways and invest. I don't know the best way to put it, really, but I mean, we're kind of thriving as a business at Savile Row. It's got a lot smaller in the past few years than it used to be, but...
But London is thriving generally. We get the sense of London's doing really well, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
that's Sean Brennan.
Sorry, I've got customers Yeah, of course. I mean, definitely. Like I said, we're Stowers Bespoke. We're here in the middle of Savile Row, and we seem to be thriving, especially with foreign business. That's one of the things. But it's always great to keep the trade local, and we have a lot of Irish customers.
Okay, thankfully, and Sean, that's Sean Brennan, Stowers Bespoke Tailors on Savile Row in London, 51551.